Going on, even though the trade period doesn't officially start until next Monday, free agency starts Friday. And that's something that certainly interests the Brisbane Lions, given Joe Danaher wants to get to the Brisbane Lions next year. Let's get up to Brisbane and speak to their footy boss, David Noble. David, thanks for your time this morning.
G'day, Julian.
Now, this time of the year, do you enjoy it? How do you sort of approach the trade and drafting period?
It seems like it starts earlier and earlier every year. I don't know that we've really had a break from last year, to be honest. But, I think the intriguing thing, mate, is the strategy that, you know, you set up and then trying to see that strategy come to fruition and, continue to sort of build your list as you're sort of going forward. So I think from that strategic perspective, we've got a really good crew that have done a great job both from a draft and a talent acquisition. For me, it's always been the blend, mate, of what you do. Trade period is not in isolation of what you do with the draft. I think it's the holistic approach of what you're trying to do. So that's the intriguing piece for me.
David, do you see this as a really important time for a footy club to capitalise on the position you're in, being an attractive club, filling some holes you need to go to that next level? Is a really important stage for the footy club?
Yeah, I think so, Brendan. I think, you know, we've been able to escalate ourselves in the last couple of years to this point of becoming an attractive position and proposition for others, which is something that we hadn't, when I think Fags and myself and Dom first started, we weren't seen in that light. So I think to be able to turn that around in a short period of time and then, you know, for our culture sort of continue to be seen as an area where people could come and get better and grow is been something that, you know, we hope goes on now for a number of years, not just in the next couple.
Can we just delve into that? How have you done it? You said you focused on it when you got together. How have you done it?
Look, I think both Chris is from a strong educational teaching background. We're lucky we've got a number of teachers in our armoury in the coaching ranks. We've got probably five teachers in there. So the teaching and education methodology was really important, first and foremost. And then I think the growth mindset that we brought in, mate, has been the biggest aspect for us that, every area or situation where we don't have success or failure, we see that as an opportunity to grow and to take on board those lessons and to reset where we want to go. So that's in a nutshell, I think that's been the biggest area. I mean, we talk about ownership and that side of things, and we've had leading teams that have helped us guide us through that as far as our leadership development internally.
Joey Danaher is obviously the big one, David, that is being focused on in terms of your football club. Have you had any indication from the Bombers that they may match the offer you put to Joe?
In these periods, Julian, we probably tend to just deal more with the management group. Dom's touched base with Adrian, I'm sure. We haven't had that indication. We're hopeful that we're able to sort of lodge the paperwork and he goes through. But I guess as far as the capacity to match, mate, will be something that Essendon will have to decide. And if it gets to that point, then we'll obviously have to. And you work through all of those different, connotations as you go forward. But we're hopeful that we're able to lodge the paperwork and he comes to us in that free agency mechanism straight away.
Where do you see Joe fitting in and the role he'd play at the footy club?
Yeah, we've probably played two rucks, in the last sort of couple of years. Brendan and Oscar's, probably been one that we've gone back and looked a bit when he first started. We probably had him more forward, so we sort of have seen a lot of our games where we've had three talls. So we're keen to add Joe into our forward end with Hipwood and McStay, and we think that those three can really fit. They all play a slightly different role. Eric and Dan can be the lead-up guys. Eric's been able to get up the ground really well this year and been able to sort of bounce back into that forward line. To see Joe is a bit more of that stay-at-home. Now he can sort of jump on the packs, create more havoc down there. He can also go in the ruck. So that allows us to think, can we go now with one ruck and an additional tall? So, the number of talls on our side probably won't change. It might just be the makeup of what we do, ruck and forward. as to what that looks like. But we certainly think there's a big spot there for him to fill.
What gives you the confidence that, you know, it's been a real struggle for Joe with his body in the last 3 years? What gives you the confidence that, that you can get him cherry ripe and then obviously off the back of that, getting him back to his best footy?
Well, we, luckily for us, Peter Blanchard, head of medical, was at Essendon there for a year or two when Joe, I think 15, 16, I think Blanchard was there. And so we've got a connection there. So Pete, albeit hasn't worked with him, you know, in the last few years, has got an understanding and has worked with Joe. I think, you know, our record is, as far as players that we've brought in might have been able to get on the paddock. You know, Hodge has been one. Link McCarthy was another. Birch this year. So we, you know, we think we do some things a little bit differently in how they set up. We set up our high performance program, our injury prevention, and our medical guys. So we feel like we've got some guys that really work diligently in each individual, and certainly from the information that we've been able to gather so far, you know, with Joe and, you know, quick discussion we've had with him around our injuries, we think we can get him on the paddock.
Now with a listed player already, Alex Witherden, is it fair to say he's probably been pushed out of the side with the arrival of Birchall, the development of Stasevich, and do you have any updates on him because his name's been thrown around a little bit?
Yeah. Look, I mean, Alex is contracted, so we had a good exit meeting with him last week. He understands the, you know, the level of competition that's at that in that position. I think one of the things, Brendan, as you would well know, you know, healthy internal competition is really good. You know, it helps drive players to improve, and certainly, you know, Alex understands that there is competition in and around that. You know, we've seen that with Stasevic this year. Noah Ensworth has been another one sort of in that space. So, we don't make any apologies for having that internal competition. And I think one of the big pushes that's allowed us to have success in the last couple of years is our development team and the way that our NEFL guys have been able to perform, you know, at the next tier down and keep that heat and that pressure on. So that's something that we've tried to build along the way, that there needs to be strong competition for all positions in our team.
So he didn't give any indication that he's willing to look elsewhere? He's 100% committed to the Lions?
Yeah, no, he loves it up here. He understands where that sits. So, we've only just had our exit meetings, you know, last week. So they're pretty quick, you know, Julian. They're sort of 10 or 15 minutes, so you don't get a chance to go into a lot of detail. But, at this stage, we would expect him to be here.
Do you expect the transaction with Geelong for Nekai Cockatoo to be reasonably straightforward?
I don't know that Dom's spoken to Geelong a lot about Nekai. We certainly have an interest in him and have flagged that with his management. So that will obviously play out in the next week or two, mate. But certainly we've got an interest in Nekai. If he chose to come here again, we see him, you know, having an option of playing a couple of different roles for us. So yeah, we've certainly got some interest there.
What about Hugh McCluggage and Cam Rayner, who are both out of contract next year? Do you maybe suggest that you get a contract in front of those guys ASAP?
I'd like to get a lifetime contract for him if we could. we do. We're certainly proactive. That's sort of been the way that we've tried to play it in the last couple of years. Dom's had a really clear strategy around advancing our contracts for our young talent going forward. So it'd be fair to say, mate, that we've had ongoing conversations with both of their managers, you know, in that space. So I'm not saying that there's anything necessarily looming, you know, in the next week or two, but we would love to extend those two guys, and we're certainly having those conversations with their managers now.
Do you feel like clubs have been almost pushed into this position where they have to be pretty proactive and look so far ahead in terms of players' contracts and offering larger contracts because of, I guess, the preparation or the dangling of carrots and seeds being planted by the clubs early on in players' minds before they come out of truck? Has that forced your hand in a lot of ways?
Yeah, I think as an industry, I think it has. You know, the mechanism for clubs to offer longer contracts, you know, earlier is as a result of, you know, some of the free agency, the movement. So I think what it's done, mate, I think it's helped clubs get their house in order, you know, in the back end. So You know, your cultural pieces, your development pieces. I mean, players want to know that they can improve. They want to know they've got resources there that are going to allow them to improve and have success over that period of time. So, yeah, I think the market has sort of seen a shift in that. And here we are. We're forced to be better prepared, give the players, you know, better information. And so, therefore, as a result, we probably tend to go earlier in order to secure that talent for longer periods where you can.
David, just going back to what you said before about, you know, where Joe Danaher fits in, and obviously you've got Oscar McInerney there. Where does that leave Steph Martin?
Yeah, well, I think like all of us, Julian, we're in a real flux, mate, with the TPP and the list numbers. And Steph fits into that one, you know, unfortunately. He's been here, he's helped us through some really tough periods, and we would like to have more clarity both for ourselves, but not only that, but for Steph to be able to give him a better indication. So we certainly see he's, you know, he's a player for us that we've got some interest in, but we just don't know what it looks like with the list number. So unfortunately, it's not a great spot to be in from a club, you know, with a person, you know, that we value like Steph, but it's pretty much tied up with where the damn list numbers are and the TPP.
Surely you need an answer on that by the end of this week, don't you? Given the trade period starts on Monday.
Yeah, I thought we may have got an answer leading into the grand final, but we didn't. I haven't heard of the latest. Maybe they get to a point, mate, where they just go, look, let's just leave it for 12 months and sort of move forward. But yeah, the short answer to that is yes, we would love to have an answer so that we know. I mean, Steph's only one of probably a handful for us that, you know, are still, just in a waiting pattern. It's an awful spot for them to be in.
Has there been interest from other clubs in Steph?
Look, I don't know. You'd have to talk to Paul in that regard. All we've sort of had is, as I said, the exit. And, you know, we'd like to keep him. Is the numbers going to allow us to do that? Not sure. So we'll just have to wait and see how that pans out.
Just, we've obviously been talking a lot this morning about Adam Treloar and the situation at Collingwood. If he is looking at heading to Queensland, would you have a look?
No. on the basis that, look, there's two things. When you've got to consider, so there's probably three things. One, your strategy overall, you've got to be clear that if it fits into your strategy going forward, well, that's your first tick. The second tick, mate, is you've got to have a spot on the list. And the third, you've got to be able to have some capacity in your TPP. So if I go back to the first one, it's probably not in our strategy at this point in time. We've gone for the tall. You know, list spots, as we just talked about with Steph and a couple of others, we're struggling to understand what that looks like in TPP. We've been pretty proactive in recontracting a lot of our players already. And so, therefore, our cap is probably manoeuvred around in a few other bits in areas at the moment that wouldn't allow us to do that. So, for us, Adam wouldn't be an option.
I'm going to throw a left field one at you, if you don't mind. Have you got any senior coaching aspirations? And therefore, if, say, a North Melbourne gave you a call, would you entertain it?
No, unlikely. I heard this a bit
that's
last
not a,
year.
That's not a no.
That's not a no. There's a headline.
I moved from Adelaide in the GM's role up here to broaden my skill set from an admin perspective, and would like to see that my path still moving towards that CEO role. So that's the direction that, you know, I've sort of clearly taken in the last 3 or 4 years from here. So a couple of years ago, that might have been a bit different, but, you know, for me, I'm heading down that CEO path if I can.
And just another one on Joey. Obviously, you said you're still waiting to hear, you know, what Essendon's going to do, but I'm assuming you've got some scenarios in place if it does have to come down to a trade situation.
You do. You talk about all those different areas of the mechanics around what your free agency has and looks like, the options that they would have, how does that then play out? So, we haven't spent a lot of time on it, I'd have to say. We may need to in the back end of this week, but we believe that, you know, we can get into that point, lodge the paperwork, and Essendon of an understanding that they're, you know, make the compensation pick and move forward. So, but yeah, you do talk around the scenarios, but we haven't spent a lot of time on it.
And has Grant Birchall indicated he wants to play next year?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, Grant hit a trigger, so his exit, he's got some plans in place over the pre-season. His body ended up pulling up pretty well at the end of the day, so he's indicated that he's going around again.
And so draft picks 16 and 17 on the table at the moment for you guys, your first two picks. Just overall, the way the season ended, such an opportunity to get yourself into a once-in-a-lifetime chance home grand final at the Gabba. What's sort of the feeling been in the aftermath?
Yeah, look, it was frustrating because we weren't able to bring, the level of intensity that we did against the Tigers. Geelong's pressure, mate, was really good. They put us on the back foot. They let us off the hook a bit in the first quarter. They weren't as accurate in front of goal as I'm sure they would have liked. But, it was certainly an opportunity to play, as you said, in that historical scenario that we weren't able to. Coaches have reviewed it. We've got a lot of learnings. We've improved. We won our first final and played at a level that was a high-quality, game. So we certainly feel like we've made more steps forward than we have going backwards, and so we certainly think we've got more growth and a few more players that we can bring in and develop in our armoury and move forward and have another go next year.
Was there any feeling within the club and maybe the players of that, the weight of expectation of the state of Queensland and the city of Brisbane, that just maybe that fairy tale finish was, I know it had to be playing on some of the players' mind and the club mind and your mind, was there any feeling that maybe took its toll a little bit?
I didn't get that sense, mate, I must say. We felt that the training, was still around about the right level. They were pretty bubbly. It was seemed pretty normal. You don't get the guys, with all the COVID stuff this year, you probably don't have them as close in your environment of what you have had in years gone by. But we certainly didn't get that sense of it.
Is it something that Fags or yourself or someone internally at the club addressed with the guys? Just that elephant in the room?
We probably talked about that at the start of the finals campaign more so than that, week with Geelong. I mean, I totally get the fact you're then going into a prelim and it's almost there, like it's within sort of touching distance. But, we probably addressed that at the beginning of the campaign and sort of set ourselves up to win two, to give ourselves a chance to get into the grand final. And, I didn't get that sense in the prelim final at all.
Well, David, you brought in some fantastic players in your footy club the last few years. You look at the best and fairest this year, for example. Lachie Neale wins at Jared Lyons, comes second. You've got some big targets again this year. Good luck with landing everyone you're trying to get, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again throughout the trade period.
Shall do. Thanks, Julian. Thanks, Brennan.
David Noble, Brisbane Lions General Manager of Football.